This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trump says that U.S. immigration laws are the worst in the world. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Who better to kick this week off with than the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, Bob Ney. Hello, Bob Ney.
Hello, Kate Delaney. How are you?
I'm excellent. Here's a question for you. So the way that Donald Trump uses Twitter, if Twitter was around during, let's say, Reagan on, do you think those presidents would have been on Twitter?
No, they would have had, assistance to it, I think, probably. They would have been on somewhat. But look, we had President Obama. He was a young man and, up with the electronics and everything. But nobody has been on Twitter like Donald Trump.
Boy, that's true. Yeah, period. And, I had this conversation with former President Bush, and that would be George W. Bush, and he was never, ever on email. Nothing. He didn't want, there was nothing. He wasn't going to have anything blowback, misunderstood,
right.
Any of that. He didn't do any
right.
of that. So he was the opposite.
Right.
He shut it down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is
the most tweeting president, and obviously in modern history.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It'll be interesting to see moving forward how that plays out, social media and the role with future presidents, I think.
True. That's right.
Yeah. So Pence and what he had to say about these allegations about the FBI spying on the Trump campaign, and he's saying they're troubling, and, of course, the president's calling for the Department of Justice to be investigated, and now they're talking about the Inspector General is going to investigate the claims of the surveillance. Boy, would be pretty damaging to the DOJ if you could actually really prove that, wouldn't it be?
Well, yes, it would be, Kate, and I think what's going to come out will be, because this story is bleeding into Mueller himself. Now, by no stretch of the imagination was Mueller, who's doing the investigation of the Russia potential collusion, in no way did he put somebody in the campaign. But when I say this story bleeds, it just builds up in the minds of people, the Department of Justice, a mole in a campaign, did the man give other information? Did it go into the Obama Justice Department? Mueller is dealing with people in the Justice Department. Is he dealing with the same people that tried to get Trump through the mole? I'm just giving you all of the points they can make that honestly make a lot of people suspicious, or at least maybe some people who are undecided on Trump would say, wow, this has become such a mess, where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a,
right.
a dirty FBI. Just like Judge Judy always says, you've got to come into court with clean hands. And, with this guy, this is Stephen Halper, the FBI source, who assisted the Russia investigation, frankly, if they did pick him, then they picked somebody that's just way out there, a gregarious guy that loved to kind of show off and be entertaining, et cetera, who was working for, a couple other presidents. And but even though he may not be a serious type of mole when you look at him, Kate, the fact remains, if he did have this communication back and forth, why did they have a professor do that? I mean, there's just a lot of muddying of the water, I think, with this story, and I don't think it's the end of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's the end of it either. Pompeo and what the administration is going to do diplomatically with Iran now that the gauntlet has been thrown down with, you know, the president, of course, withdrawing from the nuclear agreement.
You know, you've got to love the Trump administration. They've always got the toughest of anything they do, you know, the toughest policy to this or that. I mean, they're attempting to sanction air in Iran. They are coming out with the sanctions, you know, as we've never seen in the country's history, basically. They're going to sanction everything. The problem here is this. The sanctions were undone by a deal, which was legitimate, by the United States, most of our great European allies, of course, then China and Russia. And within those sanctions, undone, now put back on in our arena, Kate, but they aren't in the European arena. So therefore, is Europe now going to run afoul of our law when they're doing business? These businesses are all set up and they're going, you know, back and forth with Iran. So what happens to them? It puts Europe in a large bind. Also, the demands and terms that Pompeo is giving Iran are not going to be fulfilled by Iran. So if Iran then becomes suspicious and starts to develop some research and development towards the centrifuges and the nuke issue, what's our alternative? The only alternative is war. I just think this has got the National NSA Director, John Bolton's fingers all over it. In 2015 in the New York Times, Kate, he wrote an op-ed that literally called for the bombing of Iran.
Oof. Yeah, no kidding.
So I just don't see any other path that this is going to lead to.
Yeah, no kidding. So I agree, and this is something to totally watch and see where all of that ends up. The other thing I think that's interesting is the China bargain that's come out now. Mnuchin and the Treasury Secretary announced that there's this armistice in the trade war. That's a big deal because that's really affected the markets. You've seen it, right?
Oh, yes, the markets liked it. It is a huge deal, Kate, because either President Trump has a grand bargain that he's negotiating. Everybody's backing off right now, and he's going to announce maybe in 3, 4, or 5 months, which is okay, of a delay that here we go, look what we've got. Or he's going to not win with China, and therefore, you know, I think it puts him in a terrible box with some of the people in the states, for example, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where he got votes that one normally wouldn't have gotten as a Republican. So I would assume, you know, whatever they come out with, it's got to be something where he can absolutely show a win, or he's going to be going backward on, you know, one of his main policies that he campaigned on.
Yeah, wow. Crazy times. We say it all the time.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always interesting.
I'll tell you what.
No question.
We'll have to stay tuned for more from the whole Russian Justice Department, too. There'll be more on that one.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too. All right, Bob Ney, as always, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, Iran, of course, that is a wait and see. It seems like a lot of what we're talking about is we're watching from the cheap seats to figure out, do we grab another hot dog or is something going to happen here quickly? And a lot of this is that slow kind of burn. But the China situation, that's a big deal. China's relieved, U.S. business, you know, it affected the markets. The cooling of that tension, I think, is obviously a good thing when we talk about commerce. So the fact that you have the two world's largest economies that are dickering around is not good if you do business with China.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post regardless of sunshine.
Yeah, let's jump into the mailbag. So there is a ton of it. That's the usual thing here, though, right? I always make the analogy of close your eyes for a second. You walk into the mailroom and suddenly you're just bombarded with it. It's attacking you from every side. So hats off to all of you. You can always reach me at AmericaTonightRadio.com. AmericaTonightRadio.com. So how about this? I got a ton of email relating to the shootings in Santa Fe. And I'm talking about the shootings that happened in Santa Fe, Texas, by the way. Very, very sad. So here's a couple of them. One was this one from Jake, who said, Kate, I don't know what it's going to take, but for God's sake, we have to protect the kids in these schools. I mean, how can this be allowed to happen again? Oh, my gosh. First you have the whole Parkland thing, and then you have this other thing that happens. I mean, boy, it just seems like they're coming fast and furious after the kids. And yes, this is somebody that was a kid at the school or a former kid that was at the school. It's ridiculous. I mean, what do we have to do? Is it stricter gun regulations? Is it increased school security? What do you think? Well, I've said this before. I mean, at this point right now, you know what? It's got to be the one thing you have to really think about, not think about, you have to do, is you've got to have better safety and security at these schools, which sounds ridiculous because I'm not blaming the schools who in some cases have these crazy tight budgets, but do they have to have entrances shut down? I mean, does it have to be like they're going through the TSA to get into the high school or to get into the middle school or to get into the elementary school? The answer is, if I were a parent and I had a young child in school, I I know there's a zillion schools, and what are the odds? But what are the odds? Tell the parents that in Florida. Tell the parents that in Texas. The odds are your kid's dead. So, you know, 10 people dead in 30 minutes. Then Demetrios Pagatorizis, who came into the art complex, of all things, with a pump-action shotgun and a 38-caliber revolver, started shooting. So, you know, he got the guns from his father, apparently, and he was didn't like some of the people in the class, is what they, you know, what some of this is being attributed to, at least from Facebook rantings. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, that's at least what has to happen. I mean, you know what really gets you in the gut is when you see those crosses that are outside of the Santa Fe High School, and they're just they're outside of the school, and you see crosses that are up for all the kids, and it just is so sad. And then you read the stories about the kids, and it just is mind-boggling. It's just mind-boggling. Kids that got away, kids that tried to save other kids, the heroic stories. I can't imagine. I got another one. I got this one from Kevin, who says, "Hi, Kate, another school shooting. It makes my stomach turn. I think, without a doubt, there has to be more focus on mental health. There has to be more focus on school security. For goodness sake, to just allow these things to happen and expect that somebody's going to see a red flag is just freaking asinine. What do you say?" Oh, yeah, I mean, red flag, what does that mean? You know, a kid that's, you could look around and say all the kids have red flags, except for who? You know, that's painting a broad stroke, and I think it's very, very tough to do that thing of deciding who seems like something could happen and who doesn't. There has to be massive conversations at schools about this, which in so many cases there are. And then there has to be, increased security at the schools. This is what they can do now. You read these stories, like about Angelique Ramirez, who was helping to raise her little brother and had this great personality and was doing well in school. I mean, oh, it just crushes you. And luckily, we are hearing those stories instead of more about the gunmen, more about the kid that was the shooter versus the kids that are lost, because they're just these names that we don't know. And, oh, man. I mean, again, some of them just 15 years old in a first period art class. I mean, really? First period art class? All right. We're not going to solve that in 5 minutes here on America Tonight. Let's move on to this from Sam, who says, "Kate, really enjoy the show. I'm excited about some of the new things that you're doing. I like the other segment." That's when my husband comes on. "I also still like some of the old staples, like the money segment that you do, We Can Count, and obviously the mail segment too. I don't know if you saw this story or not, but did you know that there are going to be scratch and sniff stamps this summer? What is the post office trying to do? Oh, I think they're trying to become relevant, because remember all the loss, all the deficits they've had. And okay, so mailing letters, people are using email so much more. So scratch and sniff is just kind of interesting. It's one of those forevers, and it's ice pops, and it's the confection kind of smell. And there are these different shapes and flavors, I guess, that they're using. So you must have seen that story, because that just sort of came out. I don't know. It's kind of interesting to try that. Does that get more people to get those stamps, the frozen treat stamps, or not? And like I said, they're forever stamps, so that's pretty interesting. I mean, when you were a kid, at least when I was a kid, they had them. So is it kind of a throwback to that? Of course it's a throwback to that. All right, here's one from Chelsea, who says, "Kate, I don't know why, but I was just very curious as to what you are watching these days. Are you a big Netflix watcher? I think I heard you and your husband say something about the whole streaming thing and that it can be brutal because you get into one of those habits where you binge watch, especially if you're super exhausted. Yeah, which is all the time. So, yes, we do have Netflix, and what usually happens is somebody tells me something they've seen on Netflix. I'll tell you what I like. Like, this is the mind. This is the way for me to relax myself. You know, like you say, when you're grinding it. And I know half of you listen, well, all of you listening to this have probably been a grinder at some point in your life, or you're a grinder now. Netflix has some great comedy. I like their comedy. I think that, and then some of their series are really good. And then you can do throwback things that maybe you haven't seen. So what did I read? I just watched Tom Segura, a comedian. One of his specials, it's called Stories. And then I've watched a couple of series. I'm trying to think of what's the last series I watched. It's been a while. I like House of Cards and, I want to say it's called Stay. That's another one I've watched. All right, so you can tell it made a big impression on me. Let's move to something else. This one is from Thomas. And Thomas says, Kate, what is your favorite tech device? Oh, that's a slam dunk. My favorite tech device is my phone. People are teasing me about it. And remember, I get on people about the whole iPhone thing. But lately it's been such a big business tool that it's not for fooling around and tweeting and doing, I don't know, whatever else. It's people getting in touch with me because besides being behind this microphone, I'm a professional speaker. And so the people reaching out to me for professional speaking jobs, a lot of times that's what happens. You know, it's a walking computer, so something comes up and then you can go from there. And so that's it. That's my favorite tech device. If it wasn't the phone, the second would be a thing called Zoom. And Zoom just means for interviewing people, for conferences where you can actually see someone, so everybody's paying attention and you're just on a camera. Like I have a Logitech camera. It's plugged into the computer and you can have a conversation that way and it's great. Right? Of course, you always have to look semi-decent anyway. So there you go. It's a wrap. Send me your thoughts, your emails, americatonightradio.com. Woohoo!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And you were watching on one of your big screen TVs, or perhaps you have a small screen TV, and you were watching Game 1 of the NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, and you're a Cavaliers fan. You were upset. J.R. Smith blowing the chance to win in regulation. What was he thinking? A very bizarre finish to this first game. A game, by the way, where LeBron James made a little history, 51 points. That's rarefied air, 51 points. But a mental mistake by J.R. Smith cost Cleveland perhaps the win because they were on the verge of perhaps winning it with a shot. So here's what happened. Steph Curry had a 38-footer to beat the first half buzzer. Poof! It was awesome. I was watching this game, by the way, as I was in our green room getting ready for the show. And then there's a lot of back and forth and whatnot. And the second quarter, or the third quarter, was kind of a little of this and a little of that from both sides. LeBron James made 13 of his first 16 shots, running up 36 points by the midway point of the third quarter. And they really held off Golden State, where normally they start to click up in that third quarter. So there were some really bizarre things that happened. But the biggest thing that happened was that with 5 minutes, the back and forth with the final 5 minutes, ended up with the Cavaliers guard, George Hill, at the free throw line with 4.7 seconds remaining and a chance to win the game. He had his first attempt to tie the score. He missed his second. So J.R. Smith recovered the rebound. But instead of firing up a shot, boom, shot, which they could have made, would have given Cleveland the lead. And they were a 13-point underdog, by the way. They would have gotten an unlikely road win, but he, for some reason, ran to the perimeter, thinking the Cavaliers held the lead, waited for a foul that didn't come, because, of course, they didn't hold the lead. And then by the time he realized his mistake and passed, the clock ran out before Hill, George Hill, who had the ball then, who he dished it to, could get up a shot. Oh, boy. And isn't that the worst? So you're playing with a guy like LeBron James, the master blaster, the man who could go down as one of the greatest. He will go down as one of the greatest in history. Where? Who knows? Rank him with other players. But regardless, oh, my gosh, the fact that he could have just lifted that up, LeBron was not happy. The interesting thing is, like I said, LeBron had 51 points. It's the most he's ever scored in 46 career final games. 46 career final games. And then at the end, there was some trash talking between Steph Curry and LeBron James. Who knows if that carries over to the next game? It probably will, which will be on Sunday. And there was 2.6 seconds left. Tristan Thompson was ejected over an aggressive kind of contest on a meaningless Sean Livingston shot. He got a flagrant foul. So it got a little hot at the end, let's put it that way. So, if you were a Cavalier fan, you were bummed because they were this big underdog, and J.R. Smith had the chance to hoist it up and didn't realize where they were. Always know where you are. We've seen this before in the heat of the battle. So Golden State wins this in overtime, 124-114, because the Cavaliers were never really in it in the overtime at all, except for in the first minute or so. And then it swung in a way different direction. On the ice, they're in the playoffs as well. And what's interesting about the Golden Knights and the Capitals is they're making it quite a Stanley Cup chase. They're now tied at one apiece. And this is coming off of the last game on Wednesday, where the Capitals beat the Golden Knights 3-2. Alex Ovechkin help them do that to even the series. The pressure's on him, I think, the Rifleman, because the way he shoots that puck is unbelievable. And Marc-Andre Fleury on the other side has most of the pressure, the netminder for the Golden Knights. So things will resume in this series on Saturday night. Puck drops at 8 o'clock. Only this time, the series shifts to Washington. So all those fans who waited for a very, very long time to see their Capitals get to the Stanley Cup Finals and try to close the deal are now waiting with bated breath, and they'll get a chance if they have a ton of money, because those tickets cost a fortune, to actually see them. So how's that? That's what it's going to be like. All right. In the meantime, the interesting notes that are coming out, I call them off-the-grid notes, that are coming out of the NFL are kind of goes like this. I was reading this story about the fan who punched the police horse, the fan accused of punching the police horse. A Philadelphia Eagles fan who was accused of that. The horse and the mounted police officer before the NFC Championship game is suing the team. He says, "I didn't strike the horse." He says he was beaten for no reason. In fact, the paper of record, the Philadelphia Inquirer, reported the lawsuit Andrew Tornetta filed and alleges assault and battery by the cops and is seeking damages in excess of $50,000. The 20-year-old says as a result of the beating, his false arrest and demonization in the media, he has suffered physical pain, discomfort, trauma, humiliation, I can see that. Embarrassment, I can see that. Emotional distress, I can see that. Sleeplessness, I can see that, because your friends are busting your gut. So charges of resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, and failure to disperse against Tornetta were dropped after he completed an accelerated misdemeanor program, 12 hours of community service, and paid $222 in court fees. So the Eagles in the city and the state police aren't going to comment on this, right? It's interesting because that NFC Championship game, that was a wipeout, right? 38-7 over the Vikings. Then they get into the Super Bowl, and we know the rest is history. They beat the Patriots 41-33. I just like saying that. They beat the Patriots 41-33. Sorry for all my friends in New England. So bummer, 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 right? This fan, of course he's humiliated. You know that they're just cracking him with jokes constantly all the time because of the notoriety that he received for being smashed, frankly. I mean, being obnoxious, smashed, going after the cop, come on. Clearly the pictures show it. You can see it. You can see it big time. Let's talk a little baseball for a second. If I was in the man cave with you, we probably would talk a little baseball. And the baseball, I think, interesting stories include the fact that Clayton Kershaw is having an MRI after his back was a little bit tight when he came back in his return. I mean, he is a superstar pitcher. He's so fun to watch. He's been out since the beginning of May. where he threw 62 pitches now, gave up, over five innings, and a 2-1 loss to the Phillies. He gave up four hits and a run, walked one, and struck out five. He said it was frustrating. You feel like you're out of the woods feeling good, then this creeps up on you. I'm frustrated I can't contribute to the team. The Dodgers are 2-6 in Kershaw's eight starts this season. You know what 2017 was like for this guy? Of course, they went to the World Series, and they went 23-4 in his starts in 2017. So, yeah, it's just, getting back. He is an incredible pitcher. He's earning $30.4 million. How much is that a pitch? This year in the fifth season of a $215 million 7-year contract. But he can opt out after the season and become a free agent. It's going to be interesting to see if that happens. Will he opt out or not? Will he opt out or not? I got a couple of emails from you about Invade the Man Cave, and I mentioned this before, but I'll say it again. Invade the Man Cave is just chock full of really cool sports facts. You know I'm a junkie for information, so I call myself a content humorator because it's all about relevant and valuable information and sharing it on social platforms and media platforms all over the place, like the one you're listening to me on right now, this great show, America Tonight. So Invade the Man Cave, a.k.a. Level the Playing Field, because I have a book called Level the Playing Field, guys, if you want it just for you. But if you want to give it to your woman, Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, go to invadethemancave.com and fill out my form. We don't do anything with your information. It's just your name and your email, and then plug in your address, and we'll send you an autographed copy of that book, which is all about fascinating, some little unknown sports facts, but specifically great information about sports that won't bore you to tears, and you can read it in segments. So obviously the big four, meaning Major League Baseball, NBA, of course, NFL, and hockey, but everything else in between, too, like golf, the Masters. Why do we care about the Masters? And who are the face painters? Do you know what face painters are? They are the crazy rabid fans that range in age from 17 to 70. There's no age discrimination when it comes to the hardcore alums. I understand that. I've been in the middle of some of those college football crowds in their wild. So go to invadethemancave.com. Shoot me the information that's on the form. It's just a couple of quick things, and I will send you an autographed copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. Movies next.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The movies. You know, it's interesting when I look at the movies. I just went to go see the Avenger movie with my nephew, and the ending of that thing, boy, if you've got anyone in your family who's interested in any of the comic book characters, and you know what I'm talking about, the Marvel heroes, etc. Even there's some DC peeps in it. I'm not going to give away the movie because I hate spoilers, so spoiler alert. But the ending really threw me for a loop. Luckily, nobody spoiled it for me, so I was quite happy about that. If you're a Star Wars fan and you just can't get your fill of Star Wars, there is, of course, a new version of that out. When I say new version, it's the Han Solo kind of thing. And when I say Star Wars, what do you think? I love the joke. I'm laughing because I love the joke by Patton Oswalt, who said, "Why'd you ruin it for us?" He said he would go back in time and he would go after the George Lucas and tell him not to ruin Star Wars by making all these prequels. Well, this one is Solo, a Star Wars story, and it's young Han Solo and his gang of smugglers coming up with a plan to steal coaxium from a planet, and they need a fast ship. Sounds familiar, huh? I'm thinking the Millennium Falcon. What are you thinking? Anyway, here is a slice of this new movie.
You're after something. Is it revenge? Money? Or is it something else? You look good. A little rough around the edges, but good.
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I'm a driver, and I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think? Well, what do you know?
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me is true.
L3!
Let's go with a mean man's face.
Hey, these guns.
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
Might want to buckle up, baby.
Here they come!
Let me give you some advice. We assume everyone will betray you, and you will never be disappointed.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Just when do you know how to fly?
190 years old?
You look great. Bust it.
Alright, so it sounds like it could be interesting if you're a Star Wars fan for sure. They're going to have to make up that budget. $250 million was spent making this thing. Donald Glover's in it. I love Donald Glover. I think he's super talented. Woody Harrelson is also in this movie. There's a lot of on and on, but you know, you would recognize the people. But it was kind of a disappointment as it opened just a few days ago, a little bit earlier, not to some giant big splash. You know, normally it would have been huge, but not this time. And I think part of that is because some of the other movies that are out that are too good, like Deadpool with its super sarcasm and off-the-cuff humor of Ryan Reynolds, and then, of course, the Avengers movie is still attracting people as well. Maybe it's taken a little bit of bite out of that. All right, we move from Star Wars to a movie called Adrift, and here's that.
Come sail with me.
Should we be worried? Why brought you here?
I want to chase adventures.
Hello, who's this guy?
She has a way like a gold.
What's it like sailing out there all alone?
You're either sleep deprived or seasick, and after a few days, there's the hallucinations.
Why do you do it?
It's a feeling I can't describe. It's just you and the infinite horizon.
How would you manage to sail the Havana to California, Rose? What do you think?
I think 1,000 miles is insane.
I'm not going anywhere without you. Come sail with me.
Bon voyage, lovers!
Hurricane Raymond has taken an unexpected turn and has been upgraded to a Category 5.
We need to make sure everything's secure.
Don't worry.
That's like a 1,500 square mile search area.
Needle in the blue haystack.
Is anybody there?
My ribs are broken. My legs shattered. I'm dead weight.
How's we still to Hawaii?
It's like a 2,000 mile shot at a moving target. If you miss Hawaii...
If we miss Hawaii, we die. I can't do this.
You could do anything you put your mind to. Sailed halfway around the globe to find you.
I'm not letting you go.
What's cool about Adrift is it's a true story, and it's about a couple. They get find themselves in the middle of this hurricane, and it's supposed to be an adventure of a lifetime, and instead they have to help save each other. And I don't know, do they save each other or not? And we're going to end with this one. It's called Upgrade.
Here's the thing. Poor guys murdered my wife. If I could find these men, I'd do it.
What if I told you I could offer you something that would enable you to walk again? They call it STEM, a computer chip that has the potential to change everything. It's a new, better brain.
I am STEM, the system operating your body for you.
Can anybody else hear you?
No, only you. May I point something out? In the drone surveillance footage, Sir Bradner, Marine Corps, address 414 Citrus, New Ground. We'll need a plan.
I got this.
This doesn't seem like a well thought out plan.
I need your permission to operate independently.
Permission granted!
Thank you.
So you kind of get that, I think. You know, you go from Adrift to something completely different. It's Upgrade. But again, both fighting for their lives, so to speak. I think all of those movies that you just heard, you could wait till they stream. Go to one of the other movies that are out there. That's my two cents. Thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.